Good afternoon, go to Rex.
Hey, again, is this Warwick?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. It's Josh, the dude that had the Blue 86.
Oh, yes. How'd you go, man?
Yeah, good, dude. I was just thinking, when I was driving around, I was like, I'm pretty sure that car's tuned on a closed-loop system, so it will read 5 PSI no matter what.
5 pound no matter what? As in, like...
It's a fixed parameter. It's been fixed, so it can't... Because those map sensors, they sign out at, like, 6 PSI, so we just give it... As soon as that map sensor tops out, it's going to be 6 PSI, and that's all it's going to read. And then...
So the one that's in there, we cross-reference to actual boost reading as well. Like, we've got the value that's coming out of the actual manifold matches it as well.
Do you have a separate gauge plugged into it?
Yeah, so we run a vacuum line to underneath the manifold there, off the pre-brake booster.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was talking to Steve, and he reckons unless you drill the manifold and put one into it, it won't give you an accurate reading.
Okay.
But Steve says it's... Because I was driving, I was like, fuck, I remember that. So he said, yeah, stock map will only read 5 PSI. If you use a separate gauge, it'll read correctly because it's not using the map sensor.
So you're only running a factory map sensor unless you haven't upgraded it.
You can't because those Sprintex superchargers, well, you can upgrade it, but the Sprintex supercharger creates like a harmonic ripple in the boost, and if it'll start reading like plus minus boost at a certain RPM.
Yeah, right, okay.
So that's what Steve and them have all like sort of worked out through years of playing with them, is that the Sprintex charges at a certain RPM create like a wind ripple in there, so the boost will like be it won't be fluctuating, but the sensors will be thinking it's going like from like 6 to 14.
Gotcha.
Sort of thing. So that's why we're in the stock, because I had I think that OMP or Omni,
yeah,
I think it was
Omni,
like I had
yeah.
the I had the
so
three
is,
bar
is this sensor. Is this only tuned on MAF, it's not speed density?
Yeah, it's only tuned on MAF.
Gotcha. Okay, so then it's still only making 190 kilowatts.
I probably wouldn't, like, we never dynoed it because I never really cared about numbers. I just wanted the car to go. I did dyno it on 6 PSI on petrol,
yes.
And the car made 210 or 220 horsepower.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I'm only getting fed the info from Hall, and he goes, no, it made 220 kilowatts. And I'm like, no, man, that's like fucking miles away. It's not going to do that. So that's
it's
why
not,
I came back.
That motor, no way.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, well, we've got a bit of a game plan then. I'll just put it back on him and just say, what do you want to do? Like, if he wants more power, he's going to need a bigger map sensor, and then if this doesn't work, then there's no point. Doing that, do you know what I mean? So we can't reliably just like give it any boost, like just guess the boost then. If it only reads to 5 pounds on the factory map sensor that he's got in here, then like you couldn't like just go well. Put a smaller pulley on and just hope for the best. Do you know what I mean? Like you're just not going to know.
That's what I was saying. You can't just put more boost onto it. Those tunes that are on there have been, they were done on an 86 that had, they had a drilled manifold, so they were running off a separate boost gauge, and that's how they developed that tune, and then they just ran it on a fixed parameter and then ran it off the map only for all our other cars because...
We've done is there's a couple of different ways you can do it. So do you know your map sensor fitting that goes into the manifold. It's a little O-ring. We've got a fitting for the factory ones because we like the VBWXs are very similar. They've got no port in the manifold, so we've got a little billet thing that plugs into that. So you just it spaces it out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can read off the there, but I'm still only seeing 6 pounds, but it might just be like in that spot there, I suppose.
I confirmed with Dad. I said, "Hey, did I swap this pulley?" And he's like, "No, you didn't, because you and it makes sense now." He said, "You have to run the smaller belt."
Yes.
And I was like, "Right." And I never changed the belt, so that pulley is
100% has to be the one.
Smaller.
Yeah. Yeah. Sick. Okay, I'll just put it to him. See what he wants to do. If he wants more power, then the setup's not really. Like we've got, you know, 86s making more power for track cars and that sort of stuff, but you know, there comes with a risk. You know, it's a factory engine. You know, it just wants to see what he wants to do, I suppose.
As I told him, that car was put together to go out and do a full
just
tank
lap
of fuel,
after
the, lap after lap after lap.
That's
and
all
I'm
you gotta
that,
do.
If
just
you...
leave it there. Then just leave it.
Yeah. If... I tried telling him that. I said, "Mate, if you get in that car and you actually put it on the edge of where it's starting to dance," I was like, "you'll be pulling in 400 horsepower cars like no tomorrow. They're not going to run away from it."
Yeah.
It, you just that car is. I described it to him. It's a 125 motocross bike, man. Like you just got to really bring its neck.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, I just don't. Yeah. It's not. They're not ever going to make big power reliably.
Yeah, see what he wants to do. If he wants to build a motor, so like we've, like the highest one we've had is 400 kilowatts. We've done, but that like six speeds, STR six speed, like everything, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but like it's just silly power in a rear wheel drive car. But this guy was at Time Attack, so we're trying to compete with Time Attack.
I was gonna just drop an LS in it.
That's a way smarter idea. It's a way smarter idea. Yeah, you got torque, man. Yeah, man.
I was putting LS. It's all sitting in my garage. I put an LS.
Well, they're super LS, easy. You can even get the CAN bus stuff and everything for them. Like, it's just all into it's killer.
It's all there.
Yeah.
I was just going to go LS, TR6060, winner's quick change diff in the back.
Maybe.
And that's it. But unfortunately, I had to be an adult and sell it. for now, I'll end up building one later, I think.
We'll see how we go, man. I'll just put it to him, see what he wants to do. It needs to go through emissions first, so he'll probably get in contact with Steve, I would have thought, if he wants to do the emissions tuning, because it won't pass as is, because he'll need to put, you know, different exhaust and that sort of stuff on it, but He's got a big road ahead to do that. So we'll see what he wants to do.
Cool. But awesome, that's pretty much all the info I've recalled. I was thinking about it because I'm like, nah, there's no way. But so that's the other thing is it's on pretty big rubber, so that dumbs it down too. Like it doesn't light the back up like crazy, you know. Like
Yeah, the thing's perfect. I said to him from a tune point, like I said to you before, the fueling makes sense, the power makes sense. It's just, I said to him, if it was my car, I'd just leave it. But obviously, he's got it in his head, he wants power. I'm like, you haven't even driven it yet. Like, he hasn't even taken it to a track yet. Do you know what I mean? So, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Cool.
That's it. So, thanks, mate. You have a good night, all right?
All right, same to you, mate. Bye.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, bye.